It's week four and the final session of Boundaries. It's been such an informative and insightful series that we have done with Nalene Null. Nalene, really enjoyed this series with you. In week one, we were talking about what are boundaries. And then in week two, we looked at why people struggle with setting their boundaries. Week three was all about identifying when people are blackmailing, manipulating, intimidating, and giving threats and making it difficult to set those boundaries. And today, the big one, how do we set boundaries?
That is a tough one because we feel responsible for other people and their emotions and things. But let me explain this first. We have something called the drama triangle. So whenever there's conflict or disagreement, you might be playing one of the three roles or shifting. So the first one is the victim. It's the victim role is, I feel so helpless. Things happen to me. I don't have a choice. This is so unfair. What does the victim want? The victim wants someone to come and rescue them. So the one leg of the drama triangle is the rescuer. The other one is the victim. But then you also get the persecutor. The persecutor is the one that blames and deflects and says, this is your fault. You never take accountability or responsibility. And whenever the drama triangle, and it arises in all our conversations, when it arises, we can actually shift. I can go from persecutor to being the victim. You know, I'm telling my kids, you never do your part. And then I can flip to victim saying, I'm a single mom and no one ever helps me and I have to do all of this on my own. And then I'm the rescuer. Okay, I don't want us to fight, so I'll just do it. But nothing changes in the drama triangle. We only have drama over and over and over again, and no one takes accountability and responsibility.
Are you saying that you can be one person and all three
roles arises? Yes, depending on what you want out of it. But the persecutor blames, so they don't ever want to feel like it's their fault. The victim feels powerless, and the rescuer actually wants to rescue the situation, but it doesn't change things. They just want to make sure that there's peace.
Peacemakers.
But it's not making peace. It's just maintaining a volatile situation.
For those that have just tuned in, Nalene, please give us a recap on the three different roles that you can play in the drama triangle.
So the three roles, the one is the victim, poor me, I don't have a choice, things happen to me, it's unfair. The persecutor, blaming, deflecting, saying what everyone else has done wrong, kind of like a authoritative, more angry stance. And then the rescuer, just wanting to rescue the situation, bringing peace and kind of rescuing the victim and saying, don't worry, I'll help you. Or the persecutor just kind of trying to calm them down and say, don't worry, I'll take all the responsibility. But the rescuer is actually the most dangerous role player because nothing changes and no accountability and responsibility happens within the drama triangle.
So that is the drama triangle. And communication is so important when it comes to setting boundaries. Before we get into the different phases and how we can set up a healthy boundary so that we can be out of that drama triangle, let's talk about communication.
Communication is, first of all, knowing what the goal is that you want to achieve, which, like I said, we don't have boundary problems, we have value problems. If you know the value that you want to establish, you know what you need to do to protect it. So, first of all, being clear on your values. Secondly, learning how to communicate, because either you can make the situation worse or you can actually make it better by your tonality, what you say, when you say it, how to say it. And then I'll help with just explaining some steps of how to be the adult and get out of the drama triangle.
Nalene Null is in studio with us today. We've been talking about the drama triangle. Let's try and get out of that, Nalene. How do we do that?
We have to start with setting up agreements. What's your part? What's my part? What's the consequences if we don't do our parts? And we don't have the agreement conversations. So then when we want to set a boundary, we kind of come out of nowhere and people are caught off guard. So you need to have agreement conversations. So, for example, I don't want to pick up clothes everywhere in the house after my kids. So, but they want clean clothes. So the agreement is whatever is in the washing basket, mom washes. I wash on Wednesdays and Fridays. Whatever is not there, mom will not wash. So we have an agreement. They get clean clothes. I don't have to pick it up everywhere in the house. Now my son came home late. He played a cricket match. He was studying for exam. And then he still had to finish a project. What does he do? He leaves his clothes next to his desk. Next morning, he gets up. He doesn't put it in the washing basket. And then Wednesday comes. It's not in there. What does mom do? She does not wash the clothes because we had an agreement. Friday morning, he wakes up all in a frantic frenzy. Being the victim, coach is going to be so angry. How can I, you know, I'm going to disappoint my team and all those things. And then I can be the rescuer, or I can play the victim. You're making all of us late, or the persecutor, and then he can persecute. But what do? Mom responds with the second step. Agreement first, second one, empathy. Shucks, this is such a tough situation to be in. I would have been freaked out as well. What are you going to do about it? The powerful thing about empathy, as soon as you show empathy for, I understand that this is a tough situation. You feel hurt, you feel sad. The agreement becomes the enemy and no longer you. So the first one is empathy, understanding the frustration, identifying the emotion. Now they can come and say, but you're not a good mom, you didn't wash my clothes. What do? You never help me. Stick to the year now. Listen, honey, was your clothes in the washing basket Wednesday? So stick to the year now. Then the other thing is we stick to the facts. We don't go into the emotions. I'm like, I get that this is a really tough situation. I get that you don't have clean clothes now. What are you going to do about it? And then getting back to the agreement. I'm so sorry. Your clothes was not in the washing basket when I washed on Wednesday. What happens? They have to deal with the consequences. It's a reality consequence. So either he goes to cricket with dirty clothes or he needs to make another arrangement. But basically, the agreement, empathy, here and now, stick to the facts, no emotions, back to the agreement.
You make it sound so simple.
Especially for the rescuers. I can feel all the rescuing moms cringing on the inside, thinking, I'll quickly wash it and take it to him, you know, at school and help him because poor him. I promise you, one day, having to deal with the consequences of not doing his part, it's not going to happen again. But there's a little bit of a clause in this. We can have an option where we renegotiate. Okay? So they can renegotiate because they didn't do their part. But then I will make sure that the price they pay is double. So for example, I can tell them, listen, Rose that needs to wash the clothes, she's coming in on Friday, she'll do it, but you're going to pay her salary for that day because you didn't do your part because now she has to do something extra. Or I need to take off time from work now, which means I'm going to work late. It's going to cost extra petrol. I'm going to double the rate for petrol to take it to school and back. You're going to pay the price. Because they still need to have reality consequences, feeling the pain. And then do you think they're going to do it again? Because it costs them something. It costs them time, money, privileges, and things they enjoy.
Tough love.
Tough love.
That's what it is. Tough love, but it will be worth it in the end. And in the long run, I think if we look at what we've just been talking about over the last 4 weeks when it comes to setting boundaries, when we don't set boundaries, we're looking at the short term. When we set boundaries, we're looking at the long term. And if we value that relationship, we will set the boundaries.
Exactly.
Nalin Nal, thank you so much for your time on Impact 103. It has been wonderful to talk to you on the topic of boundaries.